Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show where we try to help you outsmart, outmaneuver, outflank your competition without having to outspend them. My name is Leslie Wolf. I am the CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the purpose of the show is basically to present smart thoughts for smart thinkers, because we think you are smart because you're listening to this show. But, you know, something I haven't talked about in the past, and that is, who am I? In addition to being the CEO of the Smart Marketing Group, I am a marketer with over a half a century, yes, a half a century of real-life experience, running small businesses, starting small businesses, serial entrepreneur, serving Fortune 500 companies as well as small companies, even athletes. I was Smokin' Joe Frazier's business and personal manager for many years. And I have worked into the area of, when I say an experience, acquisition of companies. I acquired a $14 million company almost 30 years ago, learning how to raise the funds. Vast amount of experience. And I have a network of people with a vast amount of experience that we tap into for this show. And we will be having a whole series of guests coming up this coming month. Now, we also have something else that we have created to help be the smart marketer that we think you should be. And that is our LinkedIn groups. We have four of them. And one is named after the show, obviously, Smart Marketing for Small Business. But there's also Celebrities for Marketing. We work with clients who want to have the power of a celebrity, and that's possible no matter what their budget is. There are ways to do that. So Celebrities for Marketing. One thing with all the LinkedIn groups is get into discussions, ask questions, participate in discussions. Share your experiences, your expertise, because it's here to help each other. This is really, in a sense, your show, your website. Now, two others that we have are Creative Thinkers Forum. The idea of the Creative Thinkers Forum is to show people you don't have to be born creative. You can learn how to be creative. And we do that, again, through the typical LinkedIn thing with discussions, examples, what have you. And then there's my favorite, what I call the Fearless Marketers, because I have a bias. My bias is that most people are mimics. They don't originate. They tend to imitate, duplicate, and replicate rather than originate. And I encourage people to take a little risk. Do their homework, and it's not a problem. We also have a blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, which we encourage you to visit, participate in. And keep in mind, if you have experience and expertise, we would love to have you not only in the LinkedIn groups and the blogs, but perhaps you can be a guest on the show. And the way to reach out to me is through my email. The words marketing, Smartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, at AOL.com, marketingsmartly at AOL.com. So those are some of the ways that you can reach out. I also want to talk a little bit about some of the services that we offer that may be of help to you. People are always fighting and working hard to sharpen their skills on marketing issues and management issues. And we obviously, as marketing strategists, creative tacticians, and executive coach, offer a number of services. One of those is a thing we call time blocks. And that is where someone does not want to get into a retainer relationship, but would like to have access on an as-needed basis. And we structure that very simply. You can buy a number of hours in a time block. You know, 5 hours, 10 hours, what have you. And it's good for 12 months so that if you need 10 minutes, you got a question you need an answer to, email, phone, we can usually respond within 24 to 48 hours. and it works very well for people. And again, we provide executive coaching, or I provide the executive coaching, and the marketing strategy, creative tactics for different clients and their needs. And we give workshops, webinars, and can create those specifically for you as a marketing tool if the small business market is important to you. This is a very effective way. And there's a whole range of things. And one of the things is also, I am an author of an e-book on smart marketing, smart thinking. But I have a book that will hopefully be coming out soon if we find the right publisher. And that's going to be, in a sense, an essence of what tonight is about, because my purpose in this show is to force you to think. And one of the ways I have found to make people think is the use of quotations. They are a very effective way to get a thought through that should be something you should be thinking about. And what we've done in this book called Smart Thoughts for Smart Thinkers is basically created and collected quotations related to business styles, management styles, marketing styles, and actually interpreted them in the way we perceive what they mean. The way the book is written, you have space not only to look at the quote and its interpretation, but where you can reinterpret it the way you see fit. And let's start with a quote, and we're going to discuss these things. Fear is that little dark room where negatives are developed. A gentleman named Michael Pritchard stated that. Think about that. Fear is that little dark room where negatives are developed. Do you deal with fear? Are you afraid of things? Are you frightened? Fear can be an influence that keeps you from growing, but fear of the competition outperforming you can be a great incentive and provide the impetus needed for success. So when you have a negative, or what seems to be a negative, use it to your advantage. All right, another quote, and this is actually comes from a former partner of mine, Gene Dilley, and I. Downsizing without a parallel streamlining of work is like dieting on 10,000 calories a day. It isn't going to work. Basically, what we're trying to say is management that does not take into consideration the needs of their customers, employees, and vendors will never last long term. Sitting up in an ivory tower, whether you're a one-person business or a head of a 1,000-person business, now, the key to it is you have to be able to communicate with and satisfy a wide range of people. And those are not only your customers, they're your employees and even your vendors. You get them working together as a team. The team is key. A quote I use almost every show is that of Phil Condon, of former chairman CEO of Boeing Corporation, when he said, none of us are as smart as all of us. Team is very key, and you need to do that. But let's take another thought. Gentleman Henry Boy said, the most important trip you may take in life is meeting people halfway. Think about that. The most important trip you may take in life is meeting people halfway. And that is really a key point. Those who are open to compromise when wise empathy, let me rephrase that. Those who are open to compromise when wise empathy when needed will have a higher degree of success than those who consider their viewpoint the only one that matters. The key to it is you need to meet people halfway. You don't dictate to people. All right. Bill Tilden, a gentleman who has some really good thoughts, stated, never change a winning game, but always change a losing one. You should always evaluate what you are doing that works. And if there are opportunities to enhance it, do so. But when you are doing what you're doing isn't working, stop it. Encourage constructive criticism from those who can help, and don't hesitate to make the necessary changes. And as we've talked about those that can help, we've talked about, again, your employees, your customers, your vendors. I can't emphasize too much how important it is to reach out to people like this all the time, because it's what helps you. It is what makes things better. All right. Let's take the football coach, Lou Holtz. Ability is when you are capable of, is what you are capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do. Attitude determines how well you do it. Simply stated, a positive can-do mind set, a mindset can enhance your strength and your strengths and strengthen your weaknesses. There's a guy who has quotes that I love all the time. His name, a writer, H.L. Mencken, and he said, there is always an easy solution to every human problem, neat, plausible, and wrong. Take the time to examine every problem carefully, rather than just giving it a cursory glance. Don't hesitate to encourage other viewpoints. In a discussion I had with someone the other day, we're in the process of launching a new business. And one of the things we want to make sure is that every single employee has a conduit where they can communicate their thoughts and basically not be fear of any kind of recrimination. The key to it is the more brains you got working together, the more effective your results are going to be. So these are things, you know, to think about. All right. You know, I always hear the fact that this is a quote, I think we've all heard it one time. Successful people are very lucky. Just ask any failure. Now, success and luck have several characteristics in common. They are the results of focus, determination, optimism, and positive thought. And I can't emphasize too much about the optimism and the positive thought, because there is no benefit in life when you are negative. It is just ridiculous. All right. Maya Lin stated, to fly, we have to have resistance. Dreamers, achievers, and those with ambition will always encounter those who will give a million reasons why you can't succeed. There's one thing to do about them. Ignore them. Ignore them. Because you achieve, you have dreams, you can achieve them. It doesn't mean that you don't look at them and say, okay, here's ways that I can improve things. Here's ways that I can take my dream and modify it this way or that way. But you don't give up. You're going to run into some resistance. But careers like rockets don't always take off on schedule. The key is to keep working on the engines. Is there a message here I am telling you? The fact is, you have to focus. You have to keep going. Careers like rockets don't always take off on schedule. The key is to keep working on the engines, says Gary Sinise. We interpret that as sometimes you should take the time to retreat, review, reevaluate, reinvent, and reemerge in order to restructure and reignite the process of moving forward. I think that's worth repeating. Sometimes you should take the time to retreat, step back, review, look things over, reevaluate, take a fresh view of it, then reinvent, make modifications and changes, and then reemerge, come back out into the market in order so that you can restructure and reignite what you're doing. It's not difficult. It just takes determination and it takes some discipline. All right. Now, people, one of the things that I'm sure we all have run into, you want to do something and you think about it and you mull it over and you know you talk to 100 people. There's a quote by Michael Landon, the actor. Whatever you want to do, do it now. There are only so many tomorrows. Basically, hesitation is the first step to lost opportunities. Think about that. Hesitation is the first step to lost opportunities. You know, if you have done your homework and you see what you feel is an opportunity, pursue it. All right. Take a pause for a moment. I want to go back and talk about some of the services that we offer. I really want you to get active in the LinkedIn groups. The Smart Marketing for Small Business, the Creative Thinkers Forum, the Celebrities for Marketing, and the Fearless Marketers. And in particular, let me go back on one of those, the Celebrities for Marketing. People have no idea, you know, we're a celebrity nation. But celebrities, you know, there are those that, you know, get six-figure fees for appearances, endorsements, what have you. But there are other celebrities out there who still are well-known but don't get that kind of fee. They might be available for $1,500, $2,500, in some cases even less. And you need to not say, oh, I can't afford it. You need to check into whether or not celebrities can help you. And there, we have a whole range of services that we offer on that. I also want to talk just briefly about executive coaching. One of the problems we have in life is we tend to be in a rush all the time. We tend to be reactive rather than proactive. And sometimes coaching helps you take a fresh look at what's going on, gives you a different perspective, and enables you to take advantage of the opportunities in front of you. And sometimes they're ones that you don't even see. I want to take a quote from one of my favorite marketing consultants, management consultants, Peter Drucker. He said, wherever you see a successful business, someone once made a courageous decision. Truth of the matter, courage is required just as much on the battlefield of the marketplace as it is in the battlefield of war. Now, and you can't be, we all have a certain fear of doing things. And one of the things that I tell people, and this is a quote I believe in most strongly, he who is afraid to ask is ashamed of learning. That's a Danish proverb. And I interpreted that simply in that asking the right question is not an easy skill to learn, but it is available in growing your business. It is key in growing your business and knowledge. All right. Henry David Thoreau was one of my favorite writers, and he stated something that may sound obvious, but it's amazing what people don't do. He said, say what you have to say, not what you ought. Integrity, which is getting to be rarer and rarer today, integrity is not a part-time characteristic. Be known for being forthright, and you will gain stature even in the eyes of your competition. I was in a discussion today, in fact, this is a discussion that's taken place a number of times, where people tell me they call someone who they know, and the person doesn't return the call, or they call someone that they feel they can help them, they can't get through to them. In fact, I had a situation like that for a nonprofit, a musical organization, where I reached out with a program that could raise them a significant amount of money at little or no cost and could not get anyone to return a call. So what did I do? I went and did my research on Google, and I found who was the chairman of the board, and I approached him, and he and I are going to be talking shortly. So the key is, you know, say what you want to say, not what you ought, but also do what you have to do and do what you need to get done. All right. Character. Do you have it? Character consists of what you do in the third and fourth tries. Another author, James Michener. Try, try, and try again is not a trite phrase, but solid advice. You don't give up. You know, you didn't get it the first time. All right, what do you have to do the second time or the third time or the fourth time? If what you're trying to do you believe is valuable, it's beneficial. Not only you're beneficial to your business, but beneficial to your customer, beneficial to others. You know, you just keep trying. You don't stop. All right. Now, the fact is, there are no menial jobs, only menial attitudes. Now, you need to approach every responsibility with all you can muster, and the opportunities will multiply. You don't just sit back, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. And hey, you move forward. The more you out there, the more you are doing things. In fact, one of the big things I talk about is networking. It is important and key to get out there and network, whether it's to get new business, to learn new things. Get out there and also be part of a network where you, in a sense, provide help and guidance and what have you. And you never know where it will help. I'll give an example. I'm mentoring a couple of college students who have come to me through LinkedIn. And one of them, his mother, is connected to some people I've been trying to reach. And she opened the door for me. So, you know, the key to it is, you know, you need to network. You need to be out there all the time. Here's one of my favorite quotes by one of my favorite people, General Norman Schwarzkopf. The truth of the matter is that you always know the right thing to do. The hard part is doing it. And what that means very simply is taking action when needed is a sign of a leader. The question is, are you a leader? Do you perceive yourself as a leader? You know? Oh, one of my favorite quotes that I'm sure all of you have heard many, many times, but it's something you have to be reminded about. If at first you don't succeed, try, try again. And that famous quote is by a gentleman named William Edward Hickson. I have no idea who William was, but I love the quote. If at first you don't succeed, try, try again. What does it mean? Persistency pays. Success comes from not giving up. You just keep moving forward. And it is very important that you keep that attitude and that, motion moving all the time. In fact, talking about attitude, here's another quote. The greatest discovery of my generation is that a human being can change his life by changing his attitude of mind, William James. Be open to change. Being open to change determines your attitude in life and in turn determines the altitude in which you can fly and reach in business. You know, so there are just so many points that can be made. One of the things that I recommend is, and when my book is out, I recommend certainly that you acquire it, but that's beside the point. Read on success stories of people in business. Read and learn, because when you read a lot of these business books and the biographies in particular, you get to see common patterns that come up, patterns that give you insight to what is going on. So insight to what works, what doesn't work. I mean, it's just, you know, amazing what can you can gain from it. All right. It is common sense to take a method and try it. If it fails, admit frankly and try another. But above all, try something. FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Failure of actions taken is a learning experience. Failure to act is cowardice and stupid. That's my interpretation of that. All right. Whenever you fall, pick up something. Quote by Oswald Theodore Avery. We translate it as, the only way to move up is to get up and benefit from the falling experience. Now, it is, you know, it's, as I said, the power of quotes are just incredible in what they can get through. Here's another one. What is worth doing is worth finishing. If it isn't worth finishing, why begin it at all? In other words, if it has merit, do it. If it doesn't, don't. It's fairly simple. And don't get upset if you make mistakes. One of the great actresses, Sophia Loren, said, mistakes are part of the dues one pays for a full life. And we translate that as, the depth and breadth of your life is in direct correlation to your willingness to grow by doing, not just by observing. You notice there's a pattern here, all of these wisdom, these words of wisdom, is that you are in control of your life. You are in control of things that are happening. And even when negative things are happening, you know, you have to move forward. And yes, and there's people who object to things. Samuel Johnson said, nothing will ever be attempted if all possible objections must first be overcome. And we translate that simply as, there are no guarantees in business, only opportunities. Avoid excuses for possible failure. Seek avenues that could lead to success. So there is a lot for you to learn. There is a lot that you can learn by reading and by having discussions, going to our LinkedIn groups, talking to each other, sharing experiences. And again, my email address is marketingsmartly@aol.com, and that's S-M-A-R-T-Y. I really encourage you to reach out to me with any questions you have, topics you'd like covered, whether you'd like to guest on the show, you have things that you feel that people should know about, that wisdom. If you have a favorite quotation, go to smartmarketingmoves.com, put it in there, or send it to me in the email at marketingsmartly@aol.com. Send me your favorite quotation. And if you want to put your interpretation to it, please do. I would be happy to read it and give you credit for it. Because words, the key in quotations is they're words structured and put together to make a powerful point. And that is what we look for, you know, in this show, is to make powerful points. All right. Miracles happen to those who believe in them. Faith in yourself and what you're doing will generate actions, activities, and opportunities you'll find beneficial and perhaps unbelievable. So I want you to keep working at it and spread the word about this show every Wednesday night at 11 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate. We appreciate the comments we've gotten from you. And God bless you, and have a great fall. Take care.